Hello, everybody. Good evening. Welcome. It is NFL Rewind here on Sports Overnight America. I am Andy Dorf. Wow, what a day, man. What a day. 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Want to talk about all the action that happened in the NFL. Whew, what a roller coaster. What a ride, to be honest with you. Just want to get some headlines out there first and foremost. Seahawks rallied to go past the Texans. Watson, just an epic win, man. Just a crazy, crazy game there. Elliott leads the Cowboys past the Redskins in a really, really wet game there. This guy, Juju Smith-Schuster, woo! I think there's a reason why Martavius Bryant may be on his way out with the Pittsburgh Steelers, because the truth is this guy can play, man, and this dude's an up-and-comer. So, man, oh, man. Anyway, Saints win 5 in a row now. Just a lot of things to talk about in the NFL, to be honest with you. The Minnesota Vikings go across the pond to win their 4th straight. They're now 6-2. So, man, oh, man, just never at a loss for things to talk about. Le'Veon Bell does a little calling out of rookie Joe Mixon, because this guy wants to act a little bit like him. And you know what? He thinks that there's nobody that can act like him, to be honest with you, because Le'Veon Bell is a beast, but he struggled. But they did get the win. So Pittsburgh did get a W. The Patriots get a W. I'll get into all of those scores and all those things on the other side, obviously. But I do want thoughts. I do want opinions. It is NFL Rewind here on Sports Overnight America. 1-800-878-7529. Get at me at Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Again, NFL Rewind. I want thoughts. I want opinions. But otherwise, I'll break it down for you right here on NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. I'll be right back.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Football is a rough game and often a cruel one.
Every time you lose, you die a little bit. You die inside, a portion of you. Not all of your organs, maybe just your liver.
Pain is inevitable.
They're killing me, Whitey, they're killing me!
There was only the painful face of failure.
Okay, fellas, hey fellas, this is what you work all off season for. This is why you lift all them weights. This is why you do all that.
There was a fighting heart under the ribs of defeat.
Never give up, baby, never give up.
Down and goal now. Breeze back at the shotgun, brings Ginn in motion from the left. Breeze fakes to Ginn, little shovel pass inside to Camaro, running right side, breaks a tackle, down to the goal line, and into the end zone. Touchdown, New Orleans!
This is Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. Drew Breeze throwing just another touchdown, man. That's what he does. Another good day for the Saints, by the way, and I'm going to run through the scores. Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf, NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. All right, so let me give you a rundown of what happened in the NFL. Vikings win 33-16 across the pond, and that game was pretty good for a while, but then the Browns' true colors showed once again in the second half of that game, and the Vikings took full advantage, 33-16. Case Keenum, a couple of touchdowns, 288 yards, 27 of 43 for the day. Raiders, this is a team that played really well Thursday night last week as they played the Kansas City Chiefs, and they got a great victory. No time on the clock. Crabtree makes the catch. Touchdown, extra point, boom. They win 31-30. This week, a little different story, going to Buffalo, and they struggle. 34-13, they go down. Derek Carr has a pretty solid day, though. 313 yards, one touchdown, 31 of 49. But this is what I thought would be the difference, and it was. LeSean McCoy and his ability to go out there and run the football. 151 yards, 27 carries, one touchdown, and just a lot of really, really good play from the Buffalo Bill defense, to be honest with you, too. So Raiders struggle on the road, not surprised. Colts and Bengals, this was a good football game, surprisingly enough. 24-23, the Bengals win. Colts are now 2-6, Bengals 3-4, but more importantly, getting themselves a little bit into the mix as far as that division goes, but they do have Pittsburgh to contend with, so we'll get to them in a little bit, by the way. But Andy Dalton, 243 yards, couple touchdowns, 17 of 29 for the day for him. And just a little too much from them a little bit late in that ball game to get it done. And Joe Mixon, for all the complaining he has done about not getting the ball, they do use him in a lot of ways. I think he had 11 touches for out of the backfield running the ball and only had about 18 yards. So you got to be a little more productive for that, to be honest with you, if they're going to give you that amount of carries. But with that being said, he was very effective in the passing game. Only, I believe, 3 catches, but the guy had somewhere around 90, 91 yards on the in the receiving game. So definitely paid dividends for them there. They do get the win 24-23, like I said. Patriots 21-7. Not a lot of scoring in this football game. Only a couple field goals from the Patriots in the second half. The 6 points from the Chargers in the second half. So just a very strange football game when you really think about it. And the final there was 21-13. Tom Brady has a pretty good day, though. 333 yards, a touchdown, 32 of 47 for him. Melvin Gordon on the other side for the Chargers had a really good day. 132 yards, one touchdown, 14 carries for that young man, but another loss for the Chargers. And they've had a season where, to be honest with you, they could be a lot better than their record, but they're 3-5. Patriots 6-2 now, so they're on top of their division. And we'll go through the divisions after I'm done with this. Bears, like I said, go down to the Saints, like we said earlier. Drew Brees just does what he does each and every week, and they've now won 5 straight, if I'm not mistaken. So look out for the Saints. That's a hot football team. 20-12, they get the victory over the Bears, who really aren't that good of a football team, as we all know. Falcons, they do something that they had to do. They got to win. They win 25-20 over the Jets. Josh McCown just continues to go out there and play with all of his heart and all of his soul. 26 of 33, 257 yards, a couple touchdowns. But at the end of the day, Matty Ice and the Falcons get it done, 25-20 on the road. And an important stat here, 3-1. On the road are the Falcons. So they win away. They've been struggling at home, already 2 losses for them at home. But the Jets go down, and they're a team that plays hard, but they don't have as much talent as most. And I'd say that that's what really happened here, is talent won out for the Falcons over the Jets. 33-10, the Eagles all over the 49ers. And this is a question I'm going to throw it out there. Is Carson Wentz the MVP at this point right now in the NFL season? Another couple touchdowns, 211 yards, pretty efficient for that kid. But more importantly, the Eagles do get a victory. I think they lost a couple guys, if I'm not mistaken. I do think they lost somebody. If I can find that, who it was, I'll look it up and check it out. But an important piece to their defense, I believe, did get banged up. Some sort of an Achilles problem, if I'm not mistaken. But needless to say, Eagles are the cream of the crop right now. 7-1 is their record. 33-10, like I said, over the 49ers, who have yet to win, just like the Buffalo – I'm sorry, not the Buffalo, the Cleveland Browns, who have yet to win as well. So interesting. We'll see who wins that battle of who gets a victory first, I guess. But is Carson Wentz the MVP right now? Because I'll tell you what, that kid is playing fantastic. Panthers? 17-3 over the Buccaneers. And you want to talk about an offense that's sputtering and not doing much. The Buccaneers, 3 points? Come on, you got to be kidding me, man. Jameis Winston, you got to be better than 21 of 38 and 210 yards and a couple interceptions, okay? Look, I don't know what's going on there with the Buccaneers, but they've got some talent. Maybe it's the curse of being on Hard Knocks. I don't know what it is, but truth be told, that's a team that is struggling big time right now, 2-5, and there was a lot of hype on them coming into the season. Panthers? Even though they've struggled, they're not putting up a ton of points week in and week out. This team keeps winning somehow, some way, and they're already half. They're more than halfway done with their road schedule. So something to pay attention to. The Panthers, I have a feeling, are only going to get better because the majority of their games in the second half of the season are at home. They're already 4-1 away from home. So that means they've played 5 games on the road. I'm no rocket scientist, but 3 more games on the road, meaning you've got a bunch of games at home to finish out the season. I think the Panthers are in really, really good shape when I think about it. So hopefully Cam Newton figures out how to use all those weapons he's got, like Christian McCaffrey, who is a new piece to that puzzle. So we'll have to just continue to see how they get to play. But I think the Panthers, definitely with their schedule, they're probably a team to definitely be reckoned with in the second half. Maybe the best game of the day, Seahawks win 41-38 over the Texans. And I'll tell you what, Deshaun Watson was absolutely fantastic once again. This kid gets it. This kid is sharp. He's really good. Russell Wilson comes up with the drive at the end of the game, though. However, 452 yards for that kid, 26 of 41, 4 touchdowns. The most important one to that guy, Jimmy Graham, at the end of the game, where he runs into the end zone and they win 41-38. So that was a really exciting game. I'm going to get more in depth into these games, obviously, but we're just continuing with the scores. Cowboys 33-19 over the Redskins, which helps them, gets them over 500. Trying to stay close to Philadelphia. See, the Steelers, like I said, they win 20-15 over the Lions. on the road. They're another team that has played a ton of games on the road. So look for the Steelers to be very good late in the season, because the majority of their games down the stretch will also be at home, man. So interesting stuff out of the Panthers and the Steelers, that the majority of their games have already been on the road as far as their schedule right now. So look for them to be very tough throughout the second half of the season. Anyways, I did make it through the scores. I know I got to get to a break. This is the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Again, NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf, and it is Sports Overnight America.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wahl & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wahl has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wahl, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
This is Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Andy Dorf getting you through NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up. I want to hear what you think about the NFL. I did throw out a question out there, threw something out there. Carson Wentz, is he your midseason MVP right now? Because I'll tell you what, kid is playing fantastic at this point in the season. And by the way, Deshaun Watson, if I'm not mistaken, also the youngest guy, first rookie or whatever it is, to have as many touchdowns as he does 7 games into his career. So 17, if I'm not mistaken, for that young man on the season. Fantastic stuff. Fantastic things happening in the NFL. And I'm going to take you through the standings right now as they stand. And we'll take a look at this. And we'll try to get a little bit of my thoughts, at least for early playoff predictions, as far as who's in for sure, and then maybe some teams that'll be fighting and battling it out. But New England 6-2, Buffalo 5-2, and maybe the surprise there a little bit. Miami 4-3, the Jets 3-5, Pittsburgh. Then by the way, that's the AFC East. If you don't know, the AFC North. Pittsburgh Steelers 6-2, and by the way, that is the best record in the AFC. So New England and Pittsburgh both have the best record right now. Kansas City at 5-2. They don't play till Monday night. That's why we didn't talk about them. Monday nighter is Kansas City and Denver. So we'll get into that later in the program. But AFC East again: Patriots, Buffalo, Miami, Jets. AFC North, Pittsburgh 6-2, and then the next closest game to them, or team to them, I should say, Baltimore 4-4, Bengals 3-4, and getting somewhat back into the mix. Cleveland 0-8, like I said, a couple of undefeated teams still in the league, Cleveland and the San Francisco 49ers. In the AFC South, the Titans 4-3, the Jacksonville Jaguars 4-3. The Houston Texans opposite that at 3-4, and the Indianapolis Colts really struggling without Andrew Luck, as we know, at 2-6. The AFC West right now, the picture looks like this. Kansas City Chiefs 5-2, Denver Broncos 3-3. That's going to change because they play Monday night. LA Chargers 3-5, I should say. Raiders 3-5. And you know what? Raiders really take a slip back from last season when you think about it, because so much hype about them and their future being very bright. But right now, definitely on the outside looking in as far as the playoffs go. Let's go to the NFC. In the NFC East, the Philadelphia Eagles, maybe the best team in all of football. And like I said, have a guy that may be the MVP right now in Carson Wentz. 7-1 for them. Dallas gets a victory. 4-3 for them over the Washington Redskins, who are now 3-4. And the Giants, who were off this week, thank God, 1-6 on the season for them. And by the way, they're the worst team in New York. The Jets thought they were going to be, but they are not the worst team by any means necessary. They're pretty darn good when you compare the two. In the NFC North, Minnesota has a definite command here, and they're definitely the favorite now that Aaron Rodgers will be out for some time. 6-2 for them. Packers were on a bye week, and maybe the best thing for them because they didn't lose anything. They're still 4-3 and above 500. Lions played. They lost, so they're 3-4. Chicago loses. They played as well. They're 3-5. So Green Bay actually not sitting that bad if they can figure out a way to get a couple victories from Brett Hundley and those Green Bay Packers. We'll see if that can happen, though. Obviously, that's asking for a lot. So we'll see. We'll see. It all shakes out. You never know. NFC South, Saints, 5-2. Carolina Panthers 5-3, Atlanta Falcons 4-3. This is going to be a really fun division to watch, to be honest with you. And I think that that home schedule for the Panthers may really, really pay dividends for them. Falcons, I believe, also have played a lot of games on the road too. So interesting how that will all develop. I'm not exactly sure. Let me take a look. New Orleans has played 3 games at home, so they've played 4 games on the road because they're 5-2. So, again, a little bit more balanced there, but some of those have been a little bit more unbalanced, and they will balance out. And I think that the home games late in the season probably will be a big deal. At least they seem to be a big deal, at least a lot of times. So, again, New Orleans 5-2, Panthers 5-3, Atlanta 4-3, Tampa Bay, who is a team that was supposed to be good, and they're not very good, 2-5. In the West, Seattle, who's, you know what, they've struggled. We've seen them kind of struggle throughout the season a little bit. But you know what, even with that being said, they're on top of the division, man. 5-2 for them, 5-2 for the Rams, who, by the way, were off this week, so they didn't have to play. The Cardinals were off this week, so they didn't have to play. They're 3-4, and they got absolutely hammered by the Rams in London didn't even score a point. So that was pretty ugly. And like I said, the other team that is that does not have a winless, the San Francisco 49ers, who are 0-8. So what do I take from all this? We're starting to see how things are going to develop. We're starting to see who's actually a contender and who's a pretender at this point. Philadelphia, that may be the best team in all of the NFL. 7-1, I don't think it's by mistake. They're 6-0 in their conference, so they really own their conference. They're 3-0 in the division. They're 3-1 on the road. I'm sorry, 3-0 in the division, 3-1 on the road. They're 4-0 at home. So they take care of business at home. They take care of business on the road. They beat teams that they're supposed to beat. That's why they're 7-1 so far. And Carson Wentz is playing maybe the best out of anybody in the NFL. So it makes a lot of sense to me to say that the Philadelphia Eagles are a pretty good football team, the hottest team in the NFL, by the way. Everybody's all over the New Orleans Saints, who have won 5 straight, which is great. Don't get me wrong, because that means they started the season out 0-2. So they've really figured things out ever since they let go of Adrian Peterson. Ever since they said, okay, we're done with Adrian Peterson, we're going Mark Ingram and we're going Drew Brees, because this is where we want to go. This is the direction we're moving. And you know what? After what I saw from Adrian Peterson in London, maybe it wasn't such a bad idea when you really, really think about it, because he missed a really important block for Carson Palmer. And truth be told, that's why Carson Palmer is probably going to be out 6 to 8 weeks, okay? I know he's come back from it in like 5 weeks before, but realistically, I think they were targeting like the Christmas game for his return. So that's about 8 weeks from when that happened. Anyways, bottom line is Carson Wentz is playing really good football, okay? And there's a reason why the Philadelphia Eagles are being looked at as one of the best teams, if not the best team in all of football. Okay, and like I said, 6-game win streak for them, 5-game win streak for the New Orleans Saints. But they're both playing fantastic, don't get me wrong. Which, by the way, Seattle also has won 4 straight now. So again, you're starting to see how things are developing here. You're starting to see who the front runners are, who the real teams are. And I think a team to really look out for and watch all season long, because I think they're going to be pretty good and they're going to be in the mix and they're going to be in the hunt, is the LA Rams. The Los Angeles Rams. Jared Goff is playing really well, okay? This kid is playing fantastic. So I expect them to keep it going. They've got a good running game too. Todd Gurley, this kid has shown up this season. He really has. So their wide receivers, Watkins and the rest of those guys that they have, they're good, okay? So this is not a fluke. I think the Rams are a much better football team than they were last year. This is reality. I believe that. So that's another thing I want to throw out there. You can think things or you can believe things. I believe that the Los Angeles Rams will be a team that is going to be reckoned with. I'm not saying they're winning the Super Bowl, but I do think they've got a very good shot to win the division. And not only that, get to the playoffs and make a little bit of noise, man. I really think that they've got a good mix there. They've figured things out there. They've done a great job with Jared Goff. So at the end of the day, that's a pretty good football team. I'm sorry, but that's a good football team. Seattle and the Rams, that's the class of the West. The NFC South is going to be really tough to figure out, because like I said, I think that the home field later on in the season will wind up becoming somewhat of a factor. And plus, they're going to wind up playing each other a little bit more too. So we'll find out who has whose number, I guess, in that division. But I think that that's a tussle, man, the whole way through. The Saints are good. Carolina's pretty decent. And the Falcons, if they can figure it out, then that's a really high-powered offense. So we know that they can be pretty good. Minnesota, I give them the edge, man. I think that maybe this year only one team gets out of the Central. Or I'm sorry, the North. I really do. I think maybe only one team gets out, especially if Aaron Rodgers can't come back in a timely manner. Because I don't trust Brett Hundley. I'm sorry, I don't trust him yet. But he does have a week off with the bye week, and maybe we'll talk a little bit about that when I come back on the other side. But there's a ton of things to talk about at this point in the season. But what do I know? I know that the Eagles are for real in the NFC. I know that Pittsburgh's for real in the AFC. I know that New England is for real in the AFC. Other than that, I don't really know that much. Buffalo, yeah, they've been sharp. They've been really good so far. Will it continue? I don't know. You know, I guess that's what I don't know. If Buffalo can continue to play this well, they're good at home, and they're always good at home. They're 4-0 so far at home. They're not winning on the road. They're 1-2, so that's where they struggle. And that's where most teams struggle when you really think about it. So, tons to talk about. 1-800-878-7529 if you'd like to talk to me. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Again, you're checking out Sports, or actually you're checking out NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. I'm Andy Dorf. I'll be right back.
Well, they got everybody in tight, and they're going to roll out play action in zone, and it's caught for the touchdown. Right you are, Tony. It's Watson with the reception, Mallett with the touchdown pass.
This is Sports Overnight America.
iHeartRadio loves music, so let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. It's 1-800-316-1738.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Anchor.fm is a great new platform that has some of the coolest audio on the planet. You'll find Rick Tittle's Comedy Spotlight and his interviews with all of today's biggest comedians, plus the best in politics, music, and more. Anchor has it all. And if you want to get in on the action, you can start your own station and be the DJ you've always dreamed of. If you're looking to launch a podcast, Anchor is the easiest way to begin. And with so many ways to interact with your listeners, you'll be destined for greatness. So check out the Comedy Spotlight and more at anchor.fm.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
With a second down 11, throwing away to the point of the left. And that's picked up. May have been deflected. Talvin Smith, the linebacker, into the end zone. Second Roethlisberger interception. Third and 18. Roethlisberger knocked away, intercepted. This is Church on the deflection. Barry Church down the sideline for six. Another pick six for Roethlisberger.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. That was from a week ago or so when Ben Roethlisberger struggled. Didn't happen against the Detroit Lions, to be honest with you. But you know what? He had a really, really solid effort from Juju, man. He came out and he shows you why. And I'll get into that just for a quick moment. Juju Smith shows you Smith-Schuster, by the way, 193 yards, 7 receptions, 1 touchdown. And I think he shows you why Martavius Bryant is the guy who's the odd man out right now. At the end of the day, man, it's Ben Roethlisberger's job to find the guy who's open, and then that guy hopefully will be able to go out and make a play. It's pretty much that simple. I don't think anybody ever plays favorites, okay? I've never really bought into that. I've bought into guys going out there and doing what they're supposed to do, which is run your route, make your cut, and if you're wide, then you got to expect that Big Ben Roethlisberger is going to find you. But let's go through that a little bit. That was the late game. That was the Sunday night game, by the way. Ben Roethlisberger, 317 yards. Throws one touchdown, has an interception, and that's kind of been interesting this year for Big Ben when I think about it. Big Ben has thrown more interceptions this year than usual, but you know what? They're winning, so I guess it really doesn't matter. Okay, like seriously, it doesn't matter as long as you're making plays when you got to make those plays. Matty Stafford throwing the ball 45 times. That's probably because they were trailing for most of the game, and then all of a sudden you have to kind of just become one-dimensional. 423 yards, did not have a touchdown, so they were running up and down the field, and I think that that's something that I want to point out. They got down there many times, man, and that's what – I'm sorry, but the Detroit Lions are not a good football team because they do not score when they're in the red zone. I think they came away with 3 total points, to be honest with you. 5 times or something like that, they were down there. And they came away with 3. That's not good. That's really bad. The running game for them, I don't understand. I don't think they've had a running. They haven't had a 100-yard rusher since, like, I don't know, man. It's been forever. Honestly, I don't know how long, but it's been forever. They have not had a guy rush for 100 yards in a game in a long, long time. So they lack the balance that it takes to be a good football team. I guess that's what I'm really trying to say. And let me get back to my original point, which is Juju Smith-Schuster. 7 receptions, 193 yards, the touchdown, and he had that one just 97-yard blast where he just got away from everybody. But here's the deal. Antonio Brown, who's usually the favorite target of Big Ben, 5 receptions, 70 yards. So that means that somebody else is going to have to shine and make plays. And tonight it was Juju Smith-Schuster. Of which, by the way, Martavius Bryant, no catches, no receptions. So he may very well be the odd man out at the end of the day. But I think it's something to watch, something to check out, and see how that continues to unfold. There were some pretty good individual efforts, man. If I'm not mistaken, that Hopkins kid, let's take a look at that game, by the way. That was a really fantastic game. I want to talk a little bit more about it. I'm talking about the Seahawks and the Texans game. That was a fantastic game. Deshaun Watson's going to make his mistakes, okay? I know that. But I also know that I believe and I know that a lot of teams passed up on this kid, and they all made a mistake. They flat out made a mistake. So he passed the ball 30 times. He converted 19 of those, 402 yards. Big numbers from this kid, but he also has some big bad numbers too. 4 touchdowns, but he also had 3 interceptions to go along with that. But here's the deal. I'm willing to let that happen. You want to know why? Because he's got a lot of skill. He's got a lot of talent. So you got to take the good and the bad with a Deshaun Watson. Russell Wilson, on the other hand, man, you know what he did? He did what he does, man. He was a smooth criminal. That's what he was. He stole that game. He really did. Because I'm telling you what, the Texans had this thing. This thing was their game. But they left too much time on the clock. You know, and that's a lesson that you got to learn. And Russell Wilson took full advantage, okay? I'll tell you the numbers. They're 452, 26 of 41, four touchdowns to that one interception. But the most important one was the touchdown that he threw at the end of the game, like I was telling you about, to my man Jimmy Graham, who, by the way, had two touchdowns. Paul Richardson was another guy who had two touchdowns. He had six receptions, 105 yards to go with those two touchdowns, too. And you know what? That's something else. I didn't think they had that many options to go to Seattle. But here's what a good quarterback does, and that's what Russell Wilson is. He's a good quarterback. He's one, man. So say what you want about him. You may not like him, but he's a winner in my book. But he's finding all these different targets. He threw the ball to like 11 different guys today. That is a guy that is very in touch with the system. That's what that means. He's very in touch with the system. On the other hand, man, this DeAndre Hopkins, what a fantastic game. Oof, I told you there were some outstanding individual performances, and this was one of them. Hopkins goes for 224 yards, one touchdown, and he had a long 72 yards. It's pretty amazing stuff. The NFL is always fantastic. By the way, it is the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out on Sports Overnight America. Thoughts and opinions, people, they're encouraged. They're welcomed. You know I love them. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And then you can always check me out on the Dorf on Sports show here, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific time, Sunday mornings. It's always live. I always like thoughts and opinions there too. But I also really, I do enjoy talking the NFL Rewind, man. It's fun. Because you get to see everything and then you get to talk about it. And again, some incredible individual performances. I mean, Juju Smith-Schuster on national TV, by the way. Didn't even think about that before, but that was the NBC game at night. So he got to showcase himself. And I'm sure Collinsworth and those guys were talking big time about him. DeAndre Hopkins, like I said, 224 yards. Whew. That's a game, man. That's a serious game. And that's what you see week in, week out, man. I'm serious. You see these unbelievable individual performances. Of which, by the way, I just got to mention it, man. Just another great performance from Ezekiel Elliott. 150 yards from that kid. Two touchdowns, 33 carries. And I'll tell you what, I'm not necessarily all into what's going on with what they have on outside of the NFL, outside of the game, and this kid. But on the field, he is a special talent. So I respect and I admire what he does on a football field, and I don't want to get into his personal life. And that's something I want to touch on real quickly. The Texans, all those guys kneeling because their owner came out and said, and by the way, he got it all wrong. He didn't even say it right. So I don't even know why you'd take offense to it. But he said something along the lines of, we can't let the inmates run the prison. That's what he said. You can't let the inmates run the asylum. That's what it is. So he didn't even know what the saying was. But yet his team showed their support for one another and they got on their knees and they did what they did. I know, I agree, man. That was foolish on his part. It was totally foolish, man. Guy didn't even get it. I think that's the saddest part of it. Real quickly, just mention this too. Teams that were on bye: Packers, Titans, Rams, Giants, who, by the way, they needed it. Cardinals, they needed it too. So did the Packers. Jaguars, they needed it too, when I think about it. A lot, these teams were all banged up. Really banged up. But I like this Carson Wentz kid, man. I'm going to go back to that for a quick moment. That kid's special. He really is. And he's having a hell of a season. So at this point, I do think he is the MVP. But if there's a long season, man, he could get hurt. Their team could go bad. A lot of things, man. A lot of things could happen. Just a quick mention of this. So when I do get back, I will mention, or I will not mention, I'll talk about the Monday Night Football game real quickly. Broncos and Chiefs. Because this is an interesting matchup. So I'll talk about that in a moment. When I come back from the break, I'll definitely get into it. Because I think there's a couple nuggets out here for people to think about. A couple things, food for thought, if you will. Interesting week in the NFL. That's all I can say, man. Some unbelievable individual performances, like I said. Some shockers. You know, I thought the Raiders might have been a little bit better. But they go to Buffalo, and Buffalo, maybe I thought Buffalo was a little worse. You know what I'm saying? So they're better. Buffalo is not that bad of a football team. Buffalo and the Jets play harder than anybody. That's what I've learned. I've known that. I've known it all season, but now I believe it. I've been saying it, but now I really believe it. All right, I got to kick it to a break, and then, like I said, I'll come back and I'll break down the Monday Nighter, Denver, Kansas City. So keep it close. One final segment for me. NFL Rewind, Andy Dorf, and this is Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Andy Dorf, NFL Rewind here on Sports Overnight America. Man, oh, man, it flies by, I'll be honest with you. It cruises. It doesn't make a difference. Doing it solo with somebody, it absolutely cruises through when I'm talking sports. I love doing that. That's probably why. Anyways, you can always get at me at Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online, and we're always going to be live Sunday mornings, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time, doing the Dorf on Sports radio program, the weekend edition with my man Mike Wilson, and then also catch me here doing the Sports Overnight NFL Rewind show. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the Monday Nighter, the Denver Broncos, Kansas City Chiefs. I think this is cool, man. This is Jamaal Charles returning to Kansas City, but with the Denver Broncos. Like, that's cool, man. I'm sorry, but I find that to be pretty cool. This guy could go out, have a good game. You never know. It's football, right? Also, think about this. Denver Broncos got out of the gate. They're 3-0. They've lost the last three games. They are now 3-3. Kansas City, the hottest team. I think they peaked week one, to be quite honest with you, when they won 42-27 in Foxborough over the New England Patriots. That was like their best performance. Kareem Hunt has been fantastic for them. Alex Smith, this is when it'll get interesting for him. If he starts to struggle a little bit, they'll start talking about Patrick Mahomes, and that discussion will be revisited. However, I think Kansas City will win. I just think that they're probably the better all-around football team. The Broncos' offense seems to struggle a little bit here and there. I know they've got a good defense, but truth be told, you got to be able to put up points. Simeon is a guy that is shaky at best. Eight touchdowns, seven interceptions. Okay, so think of it like that. Alex Smith, 15 touchdowns, not a lot of interceptions. So I like Alex Smith. I trust Alex Smith more than I would say that I trust Simeon at this point. And Sanders questionable. There's a lot of things that could play into this game, but both teams on a losing streak. So somebody's got to right the ship, and I would say I like the Kansas City Chiefs at home Monday night to right the ship against the Denver Broncos. Anyways, I got to get the heck out of Dodge, as always. Got to thank Scott on the other side of the glass for making it all possible for me. Get at me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online, like I said. You've been hanging out on the NFL Rewind with Andy Dorf right here on Sports Overnight America. Thanks for listening, everybody.